Track 7, Choosing a Classroom. On the last track, we discussed discipline techniques to avoid. These included yelling, overuse of timeout, subtle consequences, and sulking. Do you have the parents of a child with Asperger's syndrome who is making decisions about how to school their child? Do they prefer public school or private school? What suggestions have you made to them regarding their child's special needs in the classroom? On this track, we will discuss effective parenting in choosing a classroom to facilitate building basic social skills. This will include small setting, orderly and predictable environment, real-life settings, learning by rote, and part-to-whole sequences. As you listen, think about how you advise your clients with some of the same concerns. Charisse, age 35, had a daughter, Mina, age 4, who had Asperger's syndrome. Charisse stated, "I'm trying to decide whether to homeschool Mina or not. She's currently in preschool and very intelligent. I only worry about Mina as she gets older, learning to adjust to new social settings and just needing a lot of individual attention. I'm not sure if she can get that in public school. If I do decide to send her to public school, what are some things I should look for in classrooms? What characteristics of a learning environment will be optimal for Mina?" I stated, "First, let's discuss having a small setting. Children with Asperger's syndrome, as you know, require considerable individual attention. Small work groups and the opportunity to break tasks down into very small steps tend to help them learn." Charisse stated, "I could see Mina getting that at home and maybe in a public school, but I'd have to do a lot of investigation. What about transitioning from a changing environment?" I stated, "Well, second, let's discuss an orderly and predictable environment. As you also know, children with Asperger's syndrome tend to do best in settings that are predictable, in which they feel they know what to expect. You might want to minimize transitions where possible. Of course, a typical school day does involve lots of transitions from one activity to another. If in a public school setting, you might want to talk to Mina's teacher and let the teacher know about this. Chances are, the most comfortable Mina is with her setting and routine, the more she'll feel able to adjust to surprises and changes in her routine. Learning to tolerate transitions is a gradual process, but many kids improve with patience." Charisse stated, "I can see how this could be accomplished in a public school setting. I'll tell you one thing, though. If Mina were homeschooled, she probably wouldn't have half as many opportunities for social interaction with other kids, and I know that's important, even if it's difficult for her." I stated, "I agree. Educating Mina in a setting along with typical children, where possible, could be the best way to enhance her social development, because that setting will provide models of the kind of typical social skills she will need to learn. However, it is possible to join a group of other homeschooling parents and help Mina get social interaction that way." Charisse said, "What actual teaching techniques do you think will be most beneficial for Mina? How might you have responded?" I stated, "I would advocate learning by rote. Having facts stated and then repeated tends to be an effective technique for teaching basic content. Children with Asperger's syndrome often need to have material laid out plainly before them, so this technique could be helpful." I continued to state, "Also, part-to-whole sequences are another useful technique. Students with Asperger's syndrome tend to learn complex material best if they are able to use inductive rather than deductive reasoning. This is a crucial distinction because many students learn better by using a combination of both inductive and deductive reasoning. Inductive reasoning starts with the specific and moves outward toward generalities. For example, learning about the Earth, then the solar system, and then the stars and galaxies. Deductive reasoning begins with a broad concept, like the universe, and then deduces specific information." Charisse stated, "Thanks, this has all been very helpful information." Do you have a Charisse who is deciding whether to send his or her child with Asperger's syndrome to public school versus homeschooling? Could he or she benefit from hearing this track? On this track, we discussed effective parenting and choosing a classroom to facilitate building basic social skills. These included small setting, orderly and predictable environment, real-life settings, learning by rote, and part-to-whole sequences. Question 7. What are 5 things to consider when choosing a classroom for a child with Asperger's syndrome? This CD has covered the following topics regarding Asperger's and effective parenting to build basic social skills: structuring family life, sensory overload, intense interests, how to build basic social skills, discipline techniques, and choosing a classroom. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, living with secrets, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic and the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.